Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Danette Morgan is with us from Lutheran Services of Iowa. She's Training and Development Coordinator for their foster care and adoption programs. They've got an upcoming orientation here in the neighborhood for folks who might be interested in looking into those possibilities. Danette, how are you this morning?
I am doing well, thank you.
Thank you so much. How long have you been involved in this program?
As an employee, it's going on 4 years. I am also a foster parent and have fostered throughout the years. So close to 20 years, I guess, altogether, I've been part of the system.
Wow. So you have real-world experience to share with folks, too. Is that something, were you a foster care parent first before you got into this?
Yes, I was.
Really? So let me ask you your experience then. Why did you choose to get into foster care in the first place?
Because we knew that there were children out there who needed help and needed a safe home to go to. We were wanting to add more children to our home, I guess, and so we thought that would be a great way to be able to help others at the same time as fulfilling a need for us.
Do you have your own children as well?
We do. Yep. Okay. At the time, we had two biological children. My daughter was probably around 9 at the time, and our son was 7.
That's a real full family experience then, a full family commitment, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And I do think that there are great benefits to welcoming other children into your home for your own children to see. Definitely shows them that not all homes are the same, and not all people are as fortunate or as blessed as we were at that time. I think it does make your children more compassionate. They definitely learn how to share and how to help others at the same time.
Do you feel because you have that specific hands-on experience that it's made you maybe a little bit better, a little bit more aware at what you do for a living?
Yes. I do. I think it makes a huge difference. Foster parents are so needed and so they're just really a true blessing to the people that find themselves in, you know, in working with DHS. And I think when you have done it and understand the demand that it puts on you, sometimes the chaos that it can bring to your home, the stress that you're under, it helps you to understand how communication, why it is so important, all of those things. You just know that these people, you understand what they're going through, and it makes you appreciate them all the more. You've been through the process, you know how long it takes to get licensed. You understand all of the paperwork that's involved. You understand the trainings that you continue, you know, to need, but the difficulty in trying to get to them. Yeah, it just helps you to understand everything about the system. And also, you know, going through it, I have seen the beauty of working with a family and helping them to reunite and just knowing that you made a difference, not just for the children, but for that entire family. On the bad days, that's what keeps you going and makes you want to continue to help these people get through the process and start them on the journey of helping others.
Well, we wish there was no need for foster care, but that's not the reality. There is certainly a
Absolutely.
Need for that. And there's an orientation Yes. coming up that's going to be at the Council Bluffs YMCA for folks in the Pottawatomie and surrounding area here, coming up on Monday, April 18th from 6 until 8 p.m. Danette, who should consider being involved in foster care?
Anyone who can provide a safe and loving, nurturing environment for a child that is very vulnerable and in need of a safe place. So there's no magical age that determines, you know, this is the best time to do it. You do have to be over 21, 21 or older, but we see people, you know, just starting out with their family that have felt like they have always wanted to do foster care, all the way through grandparents, you know, who are now taking care of their children. So age is not a problem. You can own your home or you can rent. It doesn't matter. You can work full time or you can be a stay at home parent, you know, as long as you're financially stable and able to offer the necessities for that child. So anyone who would like to help others should consider becoming a foster parent.
Okay, very good. What will folks learn if they attend sessions like the one in Council Bluffs?
So an orientation usually takes about an hour that we go through the PowerPoint presentation. It talks about the need that we have for foster parents. It goes through some of the statistics that we can show, and we talk about how a child enters the foster care system and a little bit about the trauma that they have probably endured before coming into the system. And then we just talk about some of the rules that we have and how the process, you know, what it takes to become a foster parent, to get through that licensing. And then we talk about the paperwork and what needs to be filled out and so forth. So it's just a general overall view of the system and what's all involved with it.
Is it something for people who might be considering it or people who've already committed to it or both?
Both. Yep. We do not pressure you to fill out the paperwork. That would be the next step after the orientation. But if you're at a, you know, the place in your life where you're thinking, I've always wanted to do this, but I just need more information, absolutely come to that orientation, and we are happy to answer any questions that you might have. And this is the perfect opportunity for you then to determine if you want to move forward or if you realize that maybe this isn't the best time for you.
Sure, sure. Get the information you need to make a good decision.
Exactly.
Well, are there some common misconceptions about foster care, Danette, that you could maybe dispel a little bit here this morning?
Yes. We're not taking in bad kids. These children, you know, they have entered the system because of no fault of their own. Sometimes we do see behaviors in these children, but that's because of the trauma that they have endured, and their behaviors are a way for them to communicate some of those things that they've been through. So at the same time, we're not rescuing children from bad parents. Certainly these parents have made some poor choices, but they all love their children. Sometimes they just, you know, like I said, have made a poor choice that puts their children in an unsafe situation. So we always want to show respect to those families, and we want to just work as a team to try to solve the problems in the home and get those families reunited. So I think those are probably a couple of the biggest myths that we have. In addition to that, you know, we're just not, or I should say DHS isn't just rushing in and trying to take that child out of the home and away from everything that he or she knows. There's a lot of preventative services that go into the home to try to solve the problems while the child, you know, is still in the home. So if it is determined that that child really is not safe there, DHS will look for relatives or somebody that the child knows that they can stay with in order to reduce the amount of trauma on that child. If they are not able to locate anyone, then we will be notified at LSI, and we immediately start looking for families as close to the biological family as we can so that those connections can remain and visits can happen. So we want to keep them, you know, in their community, in their culture, connected to as many things as we can.
Absolutely. Best for everyone.
Well, yes.
And I know some foster parents who've been like, who have done this for a long, long time. Do you find that you do have some folks that when they do make the decision to get in, it tends to be what they thought it was, and they tend to stick with it for quite some time?
Yeah, we have several who have been doing this for just years upon years, and, you know, certainly appreciate those people who are able to, you know, open their home up to children for a longevity like that. And, you know, and then it does come to the point where these families can no longer do it, you know, because of age or maybe health or some other things. So especially in the Potawatomi area, we've seen a decline in the amount of foster homes that we do have there. So definitely have a huge need right now in Pottawatomie County.
Very good. A lot of opportunities out there, and we need those opportunities because some of these young people need the extra assistance. So if they'd like to learn more, aside from coming to that event as well, can they find some more information perhaps online to kind of whet that appetite a little bit before they get to a meeting like this?
Yes, they are welcome to go to our website. It is lsiowa.org, and if you put a /foster, it'll take you directly to our foster page. So there's lots of things to explore on our website.
Okay, very good. A lot of opportunity there for you. And again, it's an opportunity for us to step in where there's a need, certainly. Lutheran Services of Iowa helping out with that orientation. Again, that's 6 to 8 p.m. Monday, April 18th at the Council Bluffs YMCA. Anyone interested can find out more online or can get themselves to that program as well and start some of the process moving forward. Danette Morgan is with us this morning and helping us to understand the need and hoping to understand some of what's in and out when it comes to a program like this. Danette, thank you so much for the time today. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity to visit with you.